Ever been asked if you're a pietist and thought they were talking about a fan club for pies? Well, you're not alone. But let's set the record straight. No, pietism is not a secret society for pie enthusiasts, and it's not a newfangled diet trend either. It's a movement that started in the late 17th century, spearheaded by a man named Philip Jacob Spener. Spener was a man of faith who believed that personal devotion and a direct relationship with God was the way to go. He championed a faith that was lived out in the day-to-day, not just preached from the pulpit. As word spread about this new way of approaching faith, it was like wildfire. From Germany, it swept across Europe, influencing a wide array of Christian denominations. It was a kind of spiritual revolution, shifting the focus from theological study and doctrinal teaching to individual spirituality and personal piety. Now, don't get me wrong. Personal devotion is a beautiful thing. It's the heartbeat of our faith. But like any good thing, it can become problematic when it's the only thing. You see, in their pursuit of personal piety, many followers of pietism began to sideline theology. The study of God, His nature, and His will was often left in the dust. This shift had a profound impact on the religious landscape. Suddenly, there was less emphasis on understanding the deeper truths of the faith and more emphasis on personal experiences and feelings. The balance between head knowledge and heart knowledge was disrupted, and the church found itself in uncharted waters. So, while pietism might have nothing to do with pies, it did stir up a whole lot of dough in the religious world. Ever heard someone say, theology is just for people with big brains and no social life? Well, we're here to bust that myth. You see, theology is often treated like a forbidden word, something reserved for dusty old scholars in ivory towers. But that's a misconception we need to address. First, let's tackle the most common objection. Theology is only for scholars. Now, isn't it a bit odd to say that understanding God, the one whom Christians claim to worship and follow, is only for a handful of intellectuals? Theology, in its simplest form, is the study of God. And who amongst us who believes in God doesn't want to know more about Him? You don't have to hold a doctorate or speak Latin. If you have a yearning to understand your Creator, congratulations, you're a budding theologian. But wait, there's another objection. Theology is too complicated. Well, sure, anything can seem complicated if you dive into the deep end without learning how to swim first. Theology can be complex, yes, but it can also be simplified. It's like cooking. You don't start with a five-course meal. You start with boiling an egg, and then gradually, you move on to more complex recipes. Similarly, you can start your theological journey by understanding the basics of the faith and gradually move on to more profound concepts. Now, let's address the third common objection. Theology causes division. Well, anything can cause division if it's misunderstood or misapplied. We've all seen families fight over a game of Monopoly, but that doesn't mean we should ban board games, right? It's the same with theology. Yes, it can lead to debates and discussions, but isn't that a good thing? It's through these discussions that we grow, learn, and come to a better understanding of our faith. And let's be real, a unity that is based on ignorance or avoidance of tough questions isn't genuine unity. True unity comes from a solid theological foundation where we agree on the essentials of our faith. You see, theology isn't just about big words and complex concepts. It's about understanding who God is, what He wants for us, and how we can live in a way that pleases Him. It's about having a robust and resilient faith that can stand the test of time, trials, and tribulations. It's about navigating the complexities of life with a compass grounded in the eternal truth of God. And remember, everyone is a theologian to some degree. Every time you say something about God, you're doing theology. The question is, are you a good theologian, one who seeks to understand God as He has revealed Himself in His Word, or are you a bad theologian, one who makes things up as they go along? So next time someone says theology is for the socially inept, tell them it's actually for anyone who wants to avoid joining the Church of Holy Misinformation. Because theology is not just for eggheads, it's for anyone who desires to know, love, and serve God more faithfully and effectively. Ever got lost in a city without GPS? That's what life without theology is like. Imagine trying to navigate through the bustling streets of New York or the winding alleys of Venice without a map or a GPS. You'd probably end up lost, confused, and frustrated. That's a perfect analogy for our spiritual journey. Without theology, it's like trying to navigate life's complex questions, decisions, and challenges without a spiritual GPS. So, what exactly is this spiritual GPS? Well, in essence, theology is the study of God. It's about understanding who God is, what He wants for us, and how we should live our lives in light of that knowledge. It's about digging deeper into the Bible, not just reading it on the surface, but really understanding its context, its meaning, and its application for our lives. Now, some might argue, I have a personal relationship with God, I pray, I read my Bible, and I try to live a good life. Isn't that enough? Well, think about it this way. If you were in a relationship with someone, wouldn't you want to know them as deeply as possible? You'd want to understand their thoughts, their feelings, their desires, right? The same goes for our relationship with God. A personal relationship with Him is crucial, but it's just the starting point. Theology takes us deeper. It helps us understand God's heart, His character, and His will for us. And this understanding doesn't just stay locked up in our brains, it shapes our worldview. It influences the decisions we make, the values we hold, and the way we relate to others. For instance, understanding that God is just and merciful shapes our view of justice and mercy. Knowing that God values every human life impacts how we treat others. Grasping the concept of God's grace can free us from guilt and shame and motivate us to extend grace to others. But theology isn't just about big concepts, it's also about the nitty-gritty of life. Like a GPS guiding us through the city, theology provides practical guidance for our daily lives. When we face ethical dilemmas, theology helps us discern right from wrong. When we grapple with suffering, theology provides comfort and perspective. When we're tempted to stray from God's path, theology reminds us of the consequences and points us back to the right way. Theology is also our best defense against false teachings. Let's face it, we live in a world where all sorts of spiritual ideas are floating around. Some are blatantly wrong, while others are subtly deceptive. Without a solid grounding in theology, we can easily be swept away by these false teachings. But when we know what the Bible really says, when we understand the core truths of Christianity, we can stand firm in our faith. We can discern truth from error and guard ourselves against spiritual deception. So you see, theology isn't just for scholars or pastors, it's for all of us. It's our spiritual GPS guiding us through the journey of life, helping us understand God better, and equipping us to live in a way that pleases Him. And the good news is, you don't need a theology degree to start. You can start right where you are with the Bible, prayer, and a heart that longs to know God more. So remember, folks, without theology, we're all just wandering around the spiritual city, hoping we don't end up in the wrong neighborhood. You wouldn't survive on junk food alone, would you? Then why do it spiritually? Let's imagine a world where our physical diets mirror our spiritual ones. If we only ever reach for the spiritual equivalent of junk food, we're going to end up with a spiritual health crisis. Let's start by defining what we mean by spiritual junk food. It's the quick, easy, and instantly gratifying beliefs or practices that don't require much thought or effort. It's the feel-good, self-help messages that promise instant enlightenment or an easy path to spiritual growth. But just like junk food, these quick fixes don't provide the nourishment we need. On the other hand, theology is the meat and potatoes of our spiritual diet. It's the wholesome, nourishing substance that helps us grow in our understanding of God, deepens our faith, and equips us to defend our beliefs. It's the balanced diet that keeps our spiritual health in check. So, let's dig into the positives of understanding theology better. First, it allows us to understand God better. Just as a scientist studies the natural world to understand its complexities and wonders, a Christian studies theology to understand the nature of God and His will for us. Second, theology equips us for spiritual growth. It's the spiritual workout that strengthens our faith muscles. The more we know about God, the more we can trust Him, the more we can love Him, and the more we can serve Him. Theology isn't about acquiring knowledge for the sake of it. It's about transforming our hearts and minds to become more like Christ. Third, theology arms us for spiritual warfare. In a world rife with false teachings and distorted versions of Christianity, we need theology to discern truth from error. It's our spiritual armor protecting us from the fiery darts of doubt, disbelief, and deception. Lastly, theology fosters unity based on truth. It helps us find common ground in our shared beliefs rather than dividing us over secondary issues. It's the glue that holds the body of Christ together, uniting us in our pursuit of God and His truth. But what happens when we neglect theology, when we subsist on a diet of spiritual junk food? Well, the consequences are severe. Firstly, we run the risk of heresy. Without a sound theological foundation, we can easily be led astray by false teachings. We become susceptible to every new spiritual fad that comes along, unable to discern the wheat from the chaff. Secondly, we stunt our spiritual growth. Without the nourishment of theology, our faith remains shallow and weak. We may feel good for a while, but when trials come, we find we lack the spiritual strength to withstand them. Thirdly, we become susceptible to false teachings. Without theology, we lack the discernment to tell truth from error. We can easily fall prey to charismatic leaders who preach a distorted version of the gospel, leading us further from the truth. Lastly, we end up with a shallow understanding of God. Without theology, we reduce God to a cosmic genie who exists to fulfill our every wish. We fail to grasp His holiness, His sovereignty, and His love. We miss out on the richness and depth of a relationship with the Creator of the universe. So, folks, are we going to feast on the nutritious banquet of theology or settle for the spiritual junk food that leaves us malnourished? The choice is ours. Let's choose wisely. Ever bought a car and ignored the user manual, only to regret it later? That's what happens when we neglect theology. You see, theology is not just an academic pursuit reserved for scholars in ivory towers. It's a practical, essential tool that guides every Christian in their faith journey. Think of theology as your spiritual GPS. It not only shows you where you are in your spiritual journey, but also guides you to where you need to go. It provides clarity, helping us discern who God is, what He wants for us, and how we should live in accordance with His will. Without a theological compass, we can easily find ourselves lost, swayed by every wind of doctrine that comes our way. Moreover, theology is not just about understanding God, it's about deepening our relationship with Him. The more we know about God, the more we appreciate His love, grace, and majesty. It's like getting to know a friend on a deeper level. The more you understand them, the more you appreciate the relationship. Now, does this mean that we should all enroll in a theology course? Not necessarily, but it does mean we should take our faith seriously, investing time and effort to understand the basics of our beliefs. There are many resources available, from books to online courses, that can guide us in our theological journey. But what if we neglect theology? Well, the risks are real. We can easily fall prey to false teachings, have a shallow understanding of our faith, and lack spiritual growth. In essence, we'd be like a car owner who never bothers to read the user manual and ends up with a broken-down vehicle. So remember, theology is the user manual to your faith. You wouldn't ignore a car manual, so don't neglect this one. Take the time to understand your faith, deepen your relationship with God, and navigate your spiritual journey with confidence. After all, we're all theologians in our own right. Let's embrace that role and get to know our Creator better. It's a journey worth taking. Well, that's all the time we have for today, folks. I hope this journey into the importance of theology has sparked your curiosity. We've covered a lot of ground, but there's so much more to explore. In our next episode, we'll dive even deeper, so make sure you don't miss out. Remember, theology isn't a solitary pursuit, so don't hesitate to join the conversation. Share your thoughts, questions, and insights. So, until next time, keep those theological gears turning.